Now, we'll be talking about the Vagdevis of the Devi. See, these Vagdevis names are Vasini, Kameshwari, Modini, Bimala, Aruna, Jaini, Sarveshwari, Kaulini. These are the eight Vagdevis. In fact, this also can be related to the nine Avaranas. Avaranas means is the circumambulation. That is, you have this prakara, you have this, the circle which goes round, which is found in the Sri Chakra. In the nine circles, these eight are represented by these Devis also. They are also being placed there. In the center, you have Devi sitting in the form of a, in the Bindu. So the there are nine avaranas. These nine avaranas represents a different stages of prosperity that can be accorded to an individual. So that includes, the names are Trailokya Mohana Chakra, which means from the outside. See, you have nine chakras, nine circles. From the outside, if you start counting, first is called the Trailokya Mohana Chakra. That means which give you to get the power to rule all the three worlds by Akarshana. Similarly, you have Sarva Asa Paripuraka Chakra. That is whatever you wish is likely to happen. Sarva Sankshobana Chakra, Sarva Saubhagya Chakra, Sarvartha Sadhara Chakra, Sarva Rakshakara Chakra, Sarva Rokahara Chakra, Sarva Siddhikaya Chakra. And in the center, Sarva Anandamaya Chakra, that is the place where the Devi is seated. The principle behind this is, through the vibration of the sound, we can create various stages in the Paramatma Ananda. We can produce at various levels. The bliss you get comes to you at a lower level when you attempt for objects of sensory pleasures. So, and people do get some problems in day-to-day life. They would like to get over it. Some people are after power. They would like to secure it. But what they really forget is, all these things are temporary. And even if you get them, you will be bound in the samsara chakra. So, that is not going to be really useful. The object should be to meditate upon the Devi, who sits in the Bindu, in the center. That is, we should always attempt at Anandamaya Chakra. That is, a simple process of approaching this is pray to Devi that she should be always with us. That is the best prayer if you want to make. The philosophically, the best thing will be to pray nothing, because she knows what to give you. Vagdevi Vachani Mukhyaha Samahuyade Apravid Vagdave Vachinyatya Shrunudvam Vachanam Maha. Shrunudvam means listen to me. That is what she said. Bhavatyo Mat Prasadena Prolasat Vak Vibhudeha Mat Bhaktana Vak Vibhudi Pradane Viniyoga Viniyojita. That is, if what are the pleases you are supposed to express these slokas. These slokas are not to be released to people who do not have faith in Devi. And when you mat bhaktana vak vibhuti pradane viniyojita, you chant this name so that the real devotees may be benefited by and get prosperity by listening to them. Mat chakra rahasya jna mama nama parayana. While chanting this, you also reveal the secrets of the rahasya of my name. Mama sotra vidhanaya tasmat ajnam abhayamiva. I am giving you the order, I am ordering you to recite these slokas. Kurutvam ankitam stotram mama nama sahasrakaihi yena bhaktai stutayaha mama satya preeti bhave. What she is saying in essence of these four slokas is that Devi is ordering the
her eight Vagdevis to chant her own, this Lalita Sahasranama, including the Sri Vidya, Sri Chakra Rahasya, for the benefit and prosperity of the devotees, and it should be revealed to people who are devoted to her, so that the entire mankind who are devoted may be benefited out of it. This is the this is an abstract meaning of whatever that has been said in the fourth shloka. I'll repeat. I think I had sent you the recording, correct? 15 to 36 also I have sent you, correct?
Yes, sir, I have. I have.
Vagdevir vachani mukhyaha samahuyade mapravid. Vagdevada vachinyatyaha shrutvam vachanam mama bhavatyo mat prasadena prolasat bhak vibhudayaha mat bhaktana bhak vibhudi pradane vinyojitaha. मच्चक्रस्य रहस्यज्ञ मम नाम परायणाः मम स्तोत्र विधानाय तस्मात् आज्ञाम् अपयामिव कुरुत्वम् अंकितं स्तोत्रं मम नाम सहस्त्रकैः येन भक्तैः स्तुतया मम सत्यप्रीति भव परा भवेत्. नौ वी गो टु द श्लोका नंबर 32. नौ हयग्रीवा सेस्, नौ दि नौ ऐ थिंक ऐ हैव ऑलरेडी टोल्ड यू अबाउट दि Rahasya of the Sri Chakra. Are you, do you remember them? The Rahasya of Devi Sri Vidya Upasana is that, see, the Devi presents herself in various forms to an individual. Number one, she presents herself in her Stula Sarira. That is, those people, we are people, we live in a limited world bound by space and time with Panchendriyas and also the Manas. Therefore, she appears in Stula Sarira as a human being, either with two hands or with four hands, as your Vasanas might be, in the Stula Sarira. That is called the Stulamaya Sarira. In the second aspect is, the Devi will also appear to a devotee in Sukshma Sarira. Sukshma Sarira is that Sarira which surrounds one's, our physical body. Whatever karmas we have done, the effects of karma, the karma palas form a sheath around your body, that is called Sukshma Sarira or subtle bodies. They are determined by our past actions and also the actions which we are performing today. So depending on that, depending on the results of the action that are present along with you and also your natural disposition. That is, you, some people are disposed to towards doing certain things. Some people are very adept in doing a specific field of study or music. All these things are because of your predisposition or vasanas that have come to you over a period of years and also over a period of previous birth. Accordingly, in Sukshma Sarira, she presents herself in any form which is in accordance with this vasanas. This Sarira may be in different form, in four arms, that on Ashtabhuja, in any form she can appear. One Sukshma Sarira, that will be visible, that will be felt at your Sukshma level. That Sukshma level is normally perceived by an individual either in a deep sleep or in an initial meditative state. On the third level, where the Devi reveals herself, this is the essence of Sri Vidya, it is called the Vasanamaya Sarira. Vasanamaya means, now you have the vasanas, you have hundreds of disposition. At any given point of time, you will have certain disposition with you. For example, roughly I will say, you take that as a mood. To give you an example, supposing your mood does not remain the same throughout the day. It keeps on changing. It's not exactly mood we are going to compare it with vasana. Just to give you an idea, our disposition, that is our likes and dislikes and our inclination to perform a particular action is not constant. In one day we will feel like doing something, in another day we will like doing something else. And we may hate having done something earlier, because it is determined by vasana. So ultimately, one does not really know what one really likes. To put it very bluntly, one doesn't really know what his likes and dislikes are. This Devi understands from the devotee. One who is devoted from the Upasakas, she is able to judge what exactly the disposition the devotee has, and she present in a certain form which is in tune with the most constant fundamental vasana of the devotee, and she presents herself in that form. That is called the Vasanamaya Sarira. And these are the three levels. The fourth level is that Sarira, in the Devi presents herself in that form. That is, whatever the may be the process which you are doing in your attempt to perceive the Parabrahman, in this case Devi, the energy level, the energy keeps on rising from your Kundalini. From the, that is, the whole universe is made up of energy. The Parabrahma Swarupa at the individual level is lying dormant in your Mooladhara in the form of a coiled serpent. And whenever you attempt to realize the Parabrahman through any of these yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, raja yoga or bhakti yoga, and also through mantra, tantra, yantra, and more specifically here in Lalita Sahasranama, when you start chanting, your spiritual quest is getting, your spirituality is getting awakened, and that energy starts rising up from the Mula Dhakra Chakra. The Sri Devi is also identified with the various chakras in the body. Mooladhara, then Anahata, all these places, Vishnu Grandini Vedini, Buddha Grandini Vedini, Brahma Grandini Vedini, these are the various places where when the energy rises, Devi is identified with the chakras. So in the form of energy, Devi rises in all the three stages which I mentioned earlier. She presents herself in the form of energy. So in essence, now we have come to the four levels in the Devi's present self. The fifth one is the ultimate level, which is the basic one, which is the Paradevata, which is the Parabrahman. This is exactly the Sri Vidya Ragasya. And also, one more important point is, the entire universe, every action in this world is because of three things: Ichcha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti. Ichcha is the desire to add, jnana is the information or the knowledge about what you are supposed to add, and kriya is the action that should be taken. Normally, in day-to-day life, we act based on Ichcha Shakti, we directly go to Kriya Shakti. The moment we think of something, we really act. We don't really reach the Jnana Shakti. Here the Jnana means not exactly the information which you or I definitely take into account before performing our day-to-day action. But here it refers to the Paramatma knowledge, that is the knowledge which is perfect and which is absolute. Therefore, Ichcha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Swarupani. These are the three levels through which a sadhaka reaches the Parabrahma Swarupa. This is also one of the aspects of Sri Vidya Upasana. This is when this knowledge dawns, when your ajnana, your ignorance is destroyed, the real knowledge of Paramatman and the identity between the Parabrahman and the individual is immediately revealed. And that is the stage where it is also called Suddha Vidya. Suddha Vidya Gurangara Dvijavanti Vijojvala. You will get the line in the Namavali, which means the Suddha Vidya, the Suddha Vidya means those Vidyas, that Vidya which does not bind you to this world. That Vidya is possible in Sri Vidya Upasana by chanting Sri Lalita Sahasranama. This depends on the Aksharas which we use.
नौ हयग्रीव उवाच हयग्रीव उवाच इत्याब्द वशो देव्याः श्रीदेव्या ललिताम्बयाः रगस्यै नाम भैरदिव्यैः शत्रुस्तोत्रम् अनुत्तमम् नौ द देवी इत्याग्ना वचा देव्यः आफ्टर् हैविंग बीन ऑर्डर्ड बाय द देवी नौ दे हैव रिवील दि श्लोकास फॉर दि बेनिफिट ऑफ एवरी बडी रगस्य नाम साकत्रम इति तद विश्रुतं परम तद कदाचित् सदसि स्थित्वा सिंहासनैम्बिका ललिता देवी लिसन टू हर श्लोका being recited in front of the sadas, that is people who were sitting, which including Shiva, all the devas. Sva seva vasaram pradad sarvesham kumbha sambhava sevartha magada tatta brahmani brahma kotayaha. Who were present? Hundreds of brahmas, hundreds of Lakshmi Narayanancha kotayaha samubhagataha. Lakshmi Narayana was present, Koti Lakshmi Narayana were present, Koti Brahma Saraswati were present, Koti Gauri and Rudra were also present. Apart from that, Mandrini, Dandini, Mukhya, Sevartam, Ya, Samagata. That is, the Mandrini, Dandini, Mukhya. These are all the important devotees and also the soldiers are Devi and they were also present. Shaktayo Vivitakara Dasam Sankhyaya Vidyate. All of them have assembled in that satas to worship Devi. Divyaka Manavgacha Siddhavgacha Samagataha Tatra Sri Lalita Devi Sarvesham Darshanam Tada. Among with them were also present the Siddhas. To paraphrase, to concisely say what is being said in the sloka 34 to 37 is that after having been ordered by the Devi, the Bhagdevis have revealed the stotra of the Devi, the Lalita Sahasrana Stoma, Sahasranama Stotra in front of the assembled personages. Those assembled included the hundreds of Brahma, hundreds of Lakshmi Narayana, hundreds of Gauri and Rudra, and also Siddhas, and also the soldiers and Vagdevis who were present. Now one question one may ask is that if Devi is present, how one can say that Rudra and Gauri are also present, and there are also hundreds of Lakshmi Narayanas, hundreds of Brahma and Vishnu. Here one has to understand is that the individual God worship in Sanatana Dharma is in Saguna Apasana, it is a question of minimum form. When we are talking about the Parabrahma Swarupa, there the facts of time comes into play. As I have been saying in these earlier classes, in this class I have mentioned that the time is highly relative. There is no yesterday, there is no today, and there is no tomorrow. Time is one continuum stream, like your consciousness is. But we, for our convenience, we make sure that we fix it up from such and such time is yesterday, from this time to this time is today, and the next one is tomorrow. Day doesn't divide itself. Similarly, space also does not divide itself. This is because of the limitations we have in our mind, because our mind has two aspects embedded into it, that is, one is space, another is the time. When we have these two constraints, we cannot perceive anything. So to explain this concept further, when there is absolute infinity, the existence of individual gods and goddesses are limited in Saguna, but in Parabrahma Upasana, the time scale is so huge, and this is also, and in all these places only the principles work, that is Sat Chit Ananda only work, that is the being and consciousness
and also the absolute bliss. These are the three essential attributes of Parabrahman. So this is explained in a story which is being said about Lalita Devi. Once the Trimurtis had an argument among themselves as to who was bigger. This is only to convey certain information to us. It's not a question of Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma are fighting with each other. When we were quarreling, suddenly what happened was a small bit of twig. No, twig means a small piece of thing which is disposable. And when they had an asriri, Vishnu, Brahma, Rudra, please try to move this. None of them were able to move this. Then all these three, they immediately asked, when they could now do it, they asked the other devatas, Varuna, Indra, everybody. Varuna with his own force, he just came out with water, he couldn't do it. Then Vayu came, he couldn't do it. Nobody could do it, even fire could not burn it. Then immediately the Asriri said, see, now you will find the Paramatma Swarupa will appear before you. And before them, a small child appeared, and that child took this Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra in a chariot and asked them to follow her. She just took them along in her chariot. When they flew around the space, that is Akasha, these three, Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra, were able to find hundreds of Rudras, hundreds of Vishnus, hundreds of Rudra and Gauri and Brahma. Everything is duplicated in Bhuvana, throughout the Bhuvana, Lokas after Lokas, millions of Yuga. And finally, they land in one place, and that is Chindarana Griha, where Lalita Devi resides in the Bindu Mandala. She is sitting. Now the message here is that then Devi reveal herself. I am Lalita Devi, Lalita Devi, Tripura Sundari. You people have been designated to perform the five jobs. Srishtikartri, Brahmarupa, Gopti, Govinda Rubini, Samharini, Rudra Rupa, Tirodhanagarishwari, Sadasiva, Anugrahata, Panchakritya Parayana. Brahma, you have been entrusted with the job of manifesting the world. Vishnu, you are entrusted with the job of sustaining and protecting the world. Rudra, you are ordered to destroy in order to produce. Then the next level is Tirodhana. It is being hidden by Shiva, Sadashiva. Then Anugraha is also proved by Sadashiva and Devi. These are the five stages. This Panchakritya Parayanaha, she is the one who does all these five jobs. Therefore, this thought of the various, the Trimurtis being present in huge numbers, what really it conveys is that the time is countless, the universe that exists in the world are countless, and the one Parabrahman which exists in the universe manifests itself in different form in running the entire cosmos. Divyaga Managavcha. Now, this completes sloka number 37. Now, we will take another three slokas, then we will go for recitation. Devi Drishtobha Vishteshu Sve Sve Sthane Yatakramam Tatra Sri Lalita Devi Kadacha Nobanotitaha Uddaya Vashini Mugya Bhaktanjali Yupatastadaha Astuvan Nama Sakastrayi Sagadai Lalitam Bikam Shudvastavam Prasannabhud Lalita Parameshwari Sarvade Devi Vismayam Jagmur Yetatra Sadadistitha. Now, the Lalita Devi looked at the Vagdevis by the corner of her eyes, and the Vagdevis stood up before Sri Lalita Devi, and then they used the Swasti Vachana from this Lalita Sahasranama and prayed before the Lalita Devi. Then the Lalita Devi became very happy and she started addressing them thus, which we will know. We'll be talking about the Vagdevis of the Devi. See, these Vagdevi's names are Vashini, Kameshwari, Modini, Bimala, Aruna, Jaini, Sarveshwari, Kaulini. These are the eight Vagdevis. In fact, this also can be related to the nine Avarnas. Avarnas means is the circumambulation. That is, you have this prakara, you have this, the circle which goes round, which is found in the Sri Chakra. In the nine circles, these eight are represented by these Devis also. They are also being placed there. In the center, you have Devi sitting in the form of a, in the Bindu. So there are nine Avaranas. These nine Avaranas represents a different stages of prosperity that can be accorded to an individual. So that includes, the names are Trailokya Mohana Chakra, which means from the outside. See, you have nine chakras, nine circles. From the outside, if you start counting, first is called the Trailokya Mohana Chakra. That means which give you to get the power to rule all the three worlds by Akarshana. Similarly, you have Sarva Asa Paripuraka Chakra. It is whatever you wish is likely to happen. Sarva Sankshobana Chakra, Sarva Saubhagyata Chakra, Sarvartha Sadhara Chakra, Sarva Rakshakara Chakra, Sarva Rokahara Chakra, Sarva Siddhikaya Chakra. And in the center, Sarva Anandamaya Chakra, that is the place where the Devi is seated. The principle behind this is, through the vibration of the sound, we can create various stages in the Paramatma Ananda. We can produce at various levels. The bliss you get comes to you at a lower level when you attempt for objects of sensory pleasures. So, and people do get some problems in day-to-day life. They would like to get over it. Some people are after power, they would like to secure it. But what they really forget is, all these things are temporary, and even if you get them, you will be bound in the samsara chakra. So that is not going to be really useful. The object should be to meditate upon the Devi who sits in the Bindu, in the center. That is, we should always attempt at Anandamaya Chakra. That is, a simple process of approaching this is pray to Devi that she should be always with us. That is the best prayer if you want to make. The philosophically, the best thing will be to pray nothing because she knows what to give you. Vagdevi Vachani Mukhyaha Samahuyade Apravid Vagdave Vachanyatyaha Shrunudvam Vachanam Maha. Shrunudva means listen to me. That is what she said. Bhavatyo Mat prasadena prolasat vak vibhudeha makdana mat bhaktana vak vibhudi pradane vinyoga vinyojita. That is, if what are the places you are supposed to express these slokas? These slokas are not to be released to people who do not have faith in Devi. And when you mat bhaktana vak vibhuti pradane vinyojita, you chant this name so that the real devotees may be benefited by and get prosperity by listening to them. Mat chakra rahasya jna mama nama parayana. While chanting this, you also reveal the secrets of the rahasya of my name. Mama Sotra Vidhanaya Tasmat Ajnam Abhayamiva. I am giving you the order, I am ordering you to recite these slokas. Kurutvam Ankitam Stotram Mama Nama Sakastrakehi Yena Bhaktai Stutayaha Mama Satya Preeti Bhaved. What she is saying in essence of these four slokas is that Devi is ordering her eight Vagdevis to chant her own. This Lalita Sahasranama including the Sri Vidya, Sri Chakra Rahasya, for the benefit and prosperity of the devotees, and it should be revealed to people who are devoted to her, so that the entire mankind who are devoted may be benefited out of it. This is the prisi. This is an abstract meaning of whatever that has been said in the four shloka. I'll repeat. I think I had sent you the recording, correct? 15 to 36 also I have sent you, correct?
Yes, sir, I have. I have.
Vagdevir vachani mukhyaha samahuyade mapravid. Vagdevada vachinyatyaha shrutvam vachanam mama bhavatyo mat prasadena prolasat bhak vibhudayaha mat bhaktana bhak vibhudi pradane vinyojitaha. मच्चक्रस्य रहस्यज्ञ मम नाम परायणाः मम स्तोत्र विधानाय तस्मात् आज्ञाम् अपयामिव कुरुत्वम् अंकितं स्तोत्रं मम नाम सहस्त्रकैः येन भक्तै स्तुतया मम सत्यप्रीति भव परा भवेत्. नौ वी गो टु द श्लोका नंबर 32. नौ हयग्रीव सेस्. नौ दि नौ ऐ थिंक ऐ हैव ऑलरेडी टोल्ड यू अबाउट दि Rahasya of the Sri Chakra. Are you, do you remember them? The Rahasya of Devi, Sri Vidya Upasana, is that, see, the Devi presents herself in various forms to an individual. Number one, she presents herself in her Stula Sarira. That is, those people, we are people, we live in a limited world bound by space and time with Panchendriyas and also the Manas. Therefore, she appears in Stula Sarira as a human being, either with two hands or with four hands, as your Vasanas might be, in the Stula Sarira. That is called the Stula Maya Sarira. In the second aspect is, the Devi will also appear to a devotee in Sukshma Sarira. Sukshma Sarira is that Sarira which surrounds one's our physical body. Whatever karmas we have done, the effects of karmas, the karma palas form a sheath around your body. That is called Sukshma Sarira or subtle bodies. They are determined by our past actions and also the actions which we are performing today. So depending on that, depending on the results of the action that are present along with you and also your natural disposition. That is, you, some people are disposed to towards doing certain things. Some people are very adept in doing a specific field of study or music. All these things are because of your predisposition or vasanas that have come to you over a period of years and also over a period of previous birth. Accordingly, in Sukshma Sarira, she presents herself in any form which is in accordance with this vasanas. This Sarira may be in different form in four arms, that on Ashtabhuja, in any form she can appear. One Sukshma Sarira, that will be visible, that will be felt at your Sukshma level. That Sukshma level is normally perceived by an individual either in a deep sleep or in an initial meditative state. And the third level where the Devi reveals herself, this is the essence of Sri Vidya, it is called the Vasanamaya Sarira. Vasanamaya means, now you have the vasanas, you have hundreds of disposition. At any given point of time, you will have certain disposition with you. For example, roughly I will say, you take that as a mood. To give you an example, supposing your mood does not remain the same throughout the day. It keeps on changing. It's not exactly mood we are going to compare it with vasana. Just to give you an idea, our disposition, that is our likes and dislikes and our inclination to perform a particular action is not constant. In one day we will feel like doing something, in another day we will like doing something else. And we may hate having done something earlier because it is determined by vasana. ஸோ அல்டிமேட்லி ஒன் டஸ் நாட் ரியலி நோ வாட் ஒன் ரியலி லைக். டு புட் இட் வெரி பிளைண்ட்லி, ஒன் டசன்ட் ரியலி நோ வாட் ஹீஸ் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ் ஆர். திஸ் தேவி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் த டிவோட்டி. ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் டிவோட்டடு ஃப்ரம் தி உபாசகாஸ், ஷீ இஸ் ஏபிள் டு ஜட் வாட் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி த டிஸ்போசிஷன் தி டிவோட்டி ஹேஸ் அண்ட் ஷீ ப்ரெசன்ட் இன் அ செர்டன் ஃபார்ம் விச் இஸ் இன் டியூன் வித் த மோஸ்ட் கான்ஸ்டன்ட் ஃபண்டமெண்டல் வாசனா ஆஃப் த டிவோட்டி அண்ட் ஷீ ப்ரெசன்ட்ஸ் ஹர்செல்ஃப் இன் தட் ஃபார்ம். தட் இஸ் கால்டு வாசனாமய சரீரா. அண்ட் தீஸ் ஆர் த த்ரீ லெவல். த ஃபோர்த் லெவல் இஸ் தட் சரீரா இன் the devi presents herself in that form, that is whatever the may be the process which you are doing in really in your attempt to perceive the parabrahman, in this case devi, the energy level, the energy keeps on rising from your kundalini, from the, that is the whole universe is made up of energy. The Parabrahma Swarupa at the individual level is lying dormant in your Mooladhara in the form of a coiled serpent. And whenever you attempt to realize the Parabrahman through any of these yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Raja Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, and also through Mantra, Tantra, Yantra, and more specifically here in Lalita Sahasranama, when you start chanting, your spiritual quest is getting, your spirituality is getting awakened, and that energy starts rising up from the Mula Dhakra Chakra. The Sri Devi is also identified with the various chakras in the body. Mooladhara, then Anahata, all these places, Vishnu Grandini Vedini, Burdra Grandini Vedini, Brahma Grandini Vedini, these are the various places where the, when the energy rises, Devi is identified with the chakras. So in the form of energy, Devi rises in all the three stages which I mentioned earlier. She presents herself in the form of energy. So in essence, now we have come to the four levels in the Devi's present self. The fifth one is the ultimate level, which is the basic one, which is the Paradevata, which is the Parabrahman. This is exactly the Sri Vidya Ragasya. And also, one more important point is, the entire universe, every action in this world is created by, is because of three things: Ichcha Sakti, Kriya Sakti, Jnana Sakti. Ichcha is the desire to add, Jnana is the information or the knowledge about what you are supposed to add, and Kriya is the action that should be taken. Normally, in day-to-day lives, we act based on Ichcha Sakti, we directly go to Kriya Sakti. The moment we think of something, we really act. We don't really reach the Jnana Sakti. Here the Jnana means not exactly the information which you or I definitely take into account before performing our day-to-day action. But here it refers to the Paramatma knowledge, that is the knowledge which is perfect and which is absolute. Therefore, Ichcha Sakti, Jnana Sakti, Kriya Sakti, Swarupani. These are the three levels through which a sadhaka reaches the Parabrahma Swarupa. This is also one of the aspects of Sri Vidya Upasana. This is when this knowledge dawns, when your ajnana, your ignorance is destroyed, the real knowledge of Paramatman and the identity between the Parabrahman and the individual is immediately revealed. And that is the stage where it is also called Suddha Vidya. Suddha Vidyan Gurangara Dvijavanti Vidyojvala. You will get the line in the Namavada, which means the Suddha Vidya, the Suddha Vidya means those Vidyas, that Vidya which does not bind you to this world. That Vidya is possible in Sri Vidya Upasana by chanting Sri Lalita Sahasranama. This depends on the Aksharas which we use. Now, Hayagriva Uvacha.
हयग्रीव उवाच इत्याब्धा वशो देव्याः श्रीदेव्या ललिताम्बयाः रगस्यै नामभैर्दिव्यैः शत्रुस्तोत्रम् अनुत्तमम्. नौ द देवी इत्याग्ना वचा देव्यः आफ्टर् हेविङ्ग् बीन् आर्डर्ड् बै द देवी नौ दे हेव् रिवील्ड् दि श्लोकास् फार् दि बेनिफिट् आफ् एव्वरि बडि. रगस्य नाम साकत्रम् इति तद् विश्रुतं परं तद कदाचित् सदसि स्थित्वा सिंहासनैम्बिका. ललितादेवी लिसन् टु हर् श्लोक बीयिङ्ग् रिसैटेड् इन् फ्रण्ट् आफ् दि सदस् दट् ईस् पीपल् हु आर् सिट्टिङ्ग् विच् इन्क्लूडेड् इन्क्लूडिङ्ग् शिवा आल् दि देवा. स्व सेवावसरं प्रादात् सर्वेषां कुम्भसम्भवः सेवार्थमागतात् तत्तब्रह्माणि ब्रह्मकोटयः. हू आर् प्रसेण्ट् हण्ड्रेड्स् आफ् ब्रह्मास् हण्ड्रेड्स् आफ् लक्ष्मीनारायणञ्च कोटयः समुभागताः. लक्ष्मीनारायण वास् प्रसेण्ट् कोटि लक्ष्मीनारायण वेर् प्रसेण्ट् कोटि ब्रह्म सरस्वती वेर् प्रसेण्ट् कोटि गौरी and Rudra were also present. Apart from that, Mandrini, Dandini, Mukhya, Sevartam, ya Samagata. That is, the Mandrini, Dandini, Mukhya. These are all the important devotees and also the soldiers are Devi and they were also present. Shaktayo Vivitakara Dasam Sankhyayaha Vidyate. All of them have assembled in that satas to worship Devi. Divyaka Manavagacha Siddhavagacha Samagataha Tatra Sri Lalita Devi Sarvesham Darshanam Tada. Among them were also present the Siddhas. To paraphrase, to concisely say what is being said in the slokas 34 to 37 is that after having been ordered by the Devi, the Bhag-8 Bhag-Devis have revealed the Stotra of the Devi, the Lalita Sahasrana Soma, Sahasranama Stotra, in front of the assembled personages. Those assembled included the hundreds of Brahma, hundreds of Lakshmi Narayana, hundreds of Gauri and Rudra, and also Siddhas, and also the soldiers and Bhag-Devis who were present. Now, one question one may ask is that if Devi is present, how one can say that Rudra and Gauri are also present and there are also hundreds of Lakshmi Narayanas, hundreds of Brahma and Vishnu. Here one has to understand is that the individual God worship in Sanatana Dharma is in Saguna Apasana, it is a question of name and form. When we are talking about the Parabrahma Swarupa, there the facts of time comes into play. As I have been saying in these earlier classes, in this class I have mentioned that the time is highly relative. There is no yesterday, there is no today, and there is no tomorrow. Time is one continuum stream, like your consciousness is. But we, for our convenience, we make sure that we fix it up from such and such time is yesterday, from this time to this time is today, and the next one is tomorrow. Day doesn't divide itself. Similarly, space also does not divide itself. This is because of the limitations we have in our mind, because our mind has two aspects embedded into it. That is, one is space, another is the time. When we have these two constraints, we cannot perceive anything. So to explain this concept further, when there is absolute infinity, the existence of individual gods and goddesses are limited in Saguna. But in Parabrahma Upasana, the time scale is too huge, so huge. And this is also, and in all these places, only the principles work. That is, Sat Chit Ananda only work. That is, the being and consciousness and also the absolute bliss. These are the three essential attributes of Parabrahman. So this is explained in a story which is being said about Lalita Devi. Once the Trimurtis had an argument among themselves as to who was bigger. This is only to convey certain information to us. It's not a question of Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma are fighting with each other. When we were quarreling, suddenly what happened was a small piece of thing which is disposable. And when they had an Asriri, Vishnu, Brahma, Rudra, please try to move this. None of them were able to move this. Then all these three, they immediately asked, when they could not do it, they asked the other Devadas, Varuna, Indra, everybody. Varuna with force, he just came out with powder, he couldn't do it. Then Vayu came, he couldn't do it. Nobody could do it, even fire could not burn it. Then immediately the Asriri said, see, now you will find the Paramatma Swarupa will appear before you. And before them, a small child appeared, and that child took this Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra in a chariot and asked them to follow her. She just took them along in her chariot. When they flew around the space, that is Akasha, these three, Brahma, Vishnu and Rudra, were able to find hundreds of Rudras, hundreds of Vishnus, hundreds of Rudra and Gauri and Brahma. Everything is duplicated in Bhuvana, throughout the Bhuvana, lokas after lokas, millions of yuga, and finally land in one place, and that is Chintamani Griha, where Lalita Devi resides in the Bindu Mandala. She is sitting. Now the message here is that then Devi reveal herself. I am Lalita Devi, Tripura Sundari. You people have been designated to perform the five jobs. Srishti Kartri, Brahma Rupa, Goptri, Govinda Rubini, Samharini, Rudra Rupa, Tirodhana Garishwari, Sadasiva, Anugrahata, Panchakritya Parayana. Brahma, you have been entrusted with the job of manifesting the world. Vishnu, you are entrusted with the job of sustaining and protecting the world. And Rudra, you are ordered to destroy in order to produce. Then the next level is Tirodhana. It is being hidden by Shiva, Sadashiva. Then Anugraha is also proved by Sadashiva and Devi. These are the five stages. This Panchakritya Parayanaha, she is the one who does all these five jobs. Therefore, this thought of the various, the Trimurtis being present in huge numbers, what really it conveys is that the time is countless, the universe that exists in the world are countless, and the one Parabrahman which exists in the universe manifests itself in different form in running the entire cosmos. Divyaga Managaucha. Now, this completes sloka number 37. Now, we will take another three slokas, then we will go for recitation. Devi Drishtuva Vishteshu Sve Sve Sthane Yatakramam Tatra Sri Lalita Devi Kadacha Nobanoditaha Uddaya Vashini Mugya Bhaktanjali Yupadastadaha Astuvan Nama Sakastrayi Sagadai Lalitam Pikam Shudvastavam Prasanna Bhud Lalita Parameshwari Sarvade Devi Vismayam Jagmur Yetatra Sadadi Sthita. Now, the Lalita Devi looked at the Vagdevis by the corner of her eyes, and the Vagdevis stood up before Sri Lalita Devi, and then they used the Swasti Vachana from this Lalita Sahasrama and prayed before the Lalita Devi. Then the Lalita Devi became very happy and she started addressing them thus, which we will